Zoom and in person, we try to do our best to get it, make everyone there you go. Okay. So we are gonna start Lekavod Elul, learning the Pirush of the Gra on Sefer Yoina. So Kedarkeinu, we've been doing for the last couple of years is Torah from the Gra with Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who's the main disciple of the Gra, so it's the same Derech, and finding different limudim to do. So this is, I think, we lay Yoina on Mincha of Yom Kippur, and it's kind of the climax of the Yom Ha'Ra'im is Yoina, Maftir Yoina, buy the Aliyah, get the Aliyah, everyone, a special thing. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses what's so special about Yoina, why are we laying this at one of the most, right before Ne'ilah, like, you go into Ne'ilah right from after Yoina, like, what's the whole story? So he gives a few pshatim. But we learn the Gra, the pshat in Yoina is going to blow your mind away. And then you'll see, it's obvious, the whole thing is one big Yom Kippur, basically. Okay? So it's
Will we
like,
finish it on time?
what?
Will we finish it? Will we complete the
Will we complete the Sefer? We'll complete definitely the first chapter.
Okay.
Put it this way. Someone asked me, did I prepare? I said, I spent the whole bin zman preparing, like after the first five psukim.
Okay.
It's there's a lot here. I mean, it's dense. It's very dense. Once you get the picture, it goes a little bit. So the Gra explains that the Sefer of Yoina, besides that it was a story that happens, is all up Remez. It's not just the story that we're talked about. Let's just chazer over the story. What was the story? Yoina received the prophecy. He's got to go tell the people of Nineveh that they're gonna go do tshuva. He doesn't want to go, so he goes onto a boat. He tries to run away. Hashem sends a big storm onto the boat to try to figure out who is it. They realize it's coming from Yoina. They throw him over ship. He ends up getting swallowed up by the fish. He gets then spit out by the fish. He eventually realizes he's got to go tell the people to go do tshuva. They do tshuva. Now he thinks that that's a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. And the fourth chapter, a
Kitcha.
kitrug, meaning it's bad for Klal Yisrael that they're going to tshuva. It shows, and in the very end, Yonah himself gets in trouble, and Hashem is a little upset at him, like, you didn't want to save my people because you were afraid about the little tree that you planted. Like, why didn't you do my shlichus in the first place? What were you hiding from? The Gra says, Inyan Hanavi. The story in this book has nothing to do with the story I just told you. Roimez al Nishmas Ha'adam. The whole pirush of the Gra, Zalpi the Zohar, and the Zohar says the Yoina in this story is referring to the neshama of a yid. The neshama of a yid. The Inyanai. And oh, in the big picture, what's going on is that Hashem. Hashem puts the neshama in this world to fix the world, to do something to fix the world, has a mission. Yoina was sent on a mission. So your neshama is put on this world to accomplish its mission. The problem is that we're running away from our mission. We spend our whole life running away from the mission that we're sent to do. So what does Yoina do? He Eloi Daish Latikin, so therefore he's not only doesn't do his mission, he ruins it for the people around him, creates these storms, it's not good. Until eventually he has to come back in the Gilgal. The Gilgal is the remez of Yoina after he gets swallowed up by the fish and spit out. That's like the second Gilgal. What's it called in English? Reincarnation, isn't it? Okay. And he's upset that he didn't fix it the first time. This is the big picture the Gra says. So the Gra is going to explain to us each word in the pasuk, how it's merames to this point. Okay? There's not a word in here that's not meductic. Why is it lashon zachar and lashon nekevah? Every word over here is the regret explains exactly according to this motion. Okay, but what's the point? The point is that this story is telling us it's not about you, this is about me and you and everyone else. We have a mission to accomplish, and we spend our whole life running away from your mission. Guess what? It's going to catch up with you eventually. If you're not going to fix it now, you're going to have to fix it eventually. You're going to have to fix it the next time you come back to the world. Hashem's word, Hashem's mission gets done, gets accomplished. First question is that you're gonna play along. You're not gonna play along. You're gonna do the mission. You're not gonna do the mission. If you don't do the mission, storms come. You get thrown overboard. Nothing good happens. You do the mission, then you've accomplished. Okay, that's okay. Now, so let's read the first pasuk. This is the pirush of the first pasuk. Vayidvar Hashem el Yoino ben Amitai lemor. That's the first pasuk. The Dvar Hashem came to Yoino ben Amitai lemor saying. So, the first question, Vayihi is a lotion of tsar. The Chazal tell us in Megillah, every time it says Vayihi, a bad thing is about to happen. Unless it says Vayihi bimei Achashverosh, maybe that's a good thing. But like it says Vayihi bimei Shvoit Hashoiftim. Not good. Vayihi generally introduces a bad story. What's it introducing here that's so negative? So the Gra, because you know the famous the little neshama song in Journeys, that the neshama doesn't want to come. He says that's the Vayihi. The neshama is unhappy. The neshama is in Shemaim. The neshama is basking in the glory light of Hashem's presence. And now, Vayihi Dvar Hashem al Yoina. Yoina means the neshama. The Dvar Hashem comes to Yoina. It's not good. Your neshama's not happy right now. I don't want to go. Right? I don't want to go down there. So there's a Vayihi, there's a certain negative connotation, the fact that the neshama has to go down into the world. Shehashem mishalech es neshama lo'olam hazeh v'omer la zili beguf planya. Go into that goof. It's time. Va'avid re'usi and do my will. That's the lashon. It's the lashon of the Zohar. Zili beguf planya va'avid re'usi. Go into that goof and do what I say. So va'id varshem el yoina. Yoina zav tegara zuhi haneshama. Voshakasa b'zohar she ki yoina poisa ein lev. So there's two pshatim in the word yoina. One, va'itamach. Let's start with the other one. The Gra brings down an awesome Gemara. The Yoina refers to the Neshama. The Neshama does no evil, really. The Neshama itself, right? Person does bad, it's with their goof. The Neshama is always protecting us, always doing, looking out for our good. So there's a Gemara. Did you ever hear the Gemara what was the name of the tzaddik? There's a tzaddik in the Gemara, Elisha Baal Kanafayim. You ever heard of the story of Elisha Baal Kanafayim? You ever saw the minhag when people wrap their tefillin, shalrosh, they push up the knot and then they have the two parts on the other on either side and then bring it up. There's a reason to wrap the tefillin that way because it looks like a bird. Why? What was the story? Because there was this person, Elisha, who was moist and nefesh to do the mitzvah of tefillin. And as the Roman came to him and said, what are you doing? He took the tefillin off. He did it that way and turned into a yoina, turned into a bird. So they called him Elisha Baal Kanafayim. Elisha, it's like Elisha, the man of wings. Because he was moist and nefesh to the mitzvah of tefillin. And the mitzvah of tefillin ended up saving him. So why dafka yoina? And Yoina represents this dveikus to mitzvahs, this dveikus to Kosh Baruch Hu. So Yoina represents, that's why in that Gemara, it was dafka a Yoina that it turned into this bird. A Yoina has a nature, she'ina maneches bas zuga. A Yoina will never marry multiple mates. A Yoina will be faithful to its mate, apparently. I'm not a zoologist, but that's what Chazal say. So the Yoina represents the ultimate kesher that one has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it says in Shir Hashirim. Yoinasi Samasi, right? How's the pasuk go? Beautiful pasuk. I don't remember the pasuk right now. Achasi yonasi samasi, right? That Klal, so you're my yona. Yona represents. So the yona is the neshama of Klal Yisrael. And he brings down here. He says just like Klal Yisrael. Oh, he says there's also a certain nature of a yona that when it senses it's about to get shechted, it doesn't flinch. All of the birds, when it's about to get shechted, they flinch. A yona doesn't flinch. So he says Klal Yisrael is the only nation that when they have to be moser nafshon to Klal, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't flinch. We're here, we're ready, because we're mechubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're mechubah to Hashem. So the yoina, the figach nikras yoina, bein ben gilgul rishon, bein ben gilgul sheni, but there's a problem with the yoina. That's all when the yoina is doing a good thing. But yoina represents also a certain opposite also. A yoina is poise ein lev. It's a pasuk in Yehoshea. Pasuk in Yehoshea says, "Vayi Ephraim ki yoina poise ein lev." That when a yoina is trapped, it just goes. Some birds, when they're trapped, they just sit down and they succumb to their trap. The yoina, when it's trapped, will keep on flying around, bumping into the trap, trying to get out. So he says that symbolizes the yid when he's in trouble. And he's not doing the right thing, and he keeps trying. He thinks he's still going to be able to be successful. He doesn't get the gist. He doesn't get the message that he's missing the point. He's not going to be able to do it. So the yoina, on one hand, is very faithful, very committed, will always stay davuk. But on the other hand, when it's missing the boat, it's just going to keep on running around like a chicken without a head. It's going to keep on just, trying to get out, not successfully. So Memela, the Yonah represents both. And that's what the Gra says. The Yonah is the name chosen to represent the Neshama because it has both elements. It could be doing completely the right thing and creating a, for instance, Dveikus to Hashem, or it could be doing the wrong thing and just running around in circles, even though it's trapped. Okay. So let's go through the Pasuk. Vayi, something bad is about to happen. The Neshama, which is the Yonah, receives the message with its mission statement to go into the guf of whichever guf it's appointed to go and do the Ratzon Hashem. What's the name of the Navi? Yonah, the full name? Ben Amittai. Why is it Ben Amittai? Amittai is Emes. The name of Hashem is Chesam HaShal Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The main mid of Hashem is Emes. Ben Amita means the neshama is part of Hashem, right? The neshama of a person is mamish like a chelik elokami mal. It's like a piece of Hashem. It comes from Hashem. So it's a ben. The neshama is the son, is the child. It comes from the Emes. Comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Vayid Var Hashem L'Yoina Ben Amitai, which is Yoina, the son of the Emes, the source of Yoina is the Emes, is the truth, is the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Lamar, what's the Lamar? Lamar means to say, but in this case, he's not saying anything. He just received his mission. So the word Lamar, according to the Gra's interpretation, is a little out of place. So Lamar, Kol ma she'omer lo Hashem, Yirmar kol Yisrael, she'yede ma bo'u lo'olam. A person cannot live, and this is the biggest way, a person cannot live on this world for themselves. A person lives on this world for themselves. They're selfish. They don't care about other people. It's not what you were brought here for. You were brought here to help other people. The tachlis of a person in this world, the Chaim writes, is to help others. So that's what the lemur is symbolizing. The lemur is symbolizing that we got our mission. We, each one of us, has a neshama. The neshama received a mission, and part of the mission statement of the neshama is lemor, that it has to tell other people through its actions or through teaching or through whatever it is that you have to be here having in mind what you can, what you're here to tell other people as well. So it's not enough to get your mission statement and say, okay, I'm doing it. No, your mission, part of your mission statement is lemor to other people. So you have your concept, and you have your mission, and your neshama has it, and part of it is let's go tell other people, let's be mefarsim this mission, okay? But we're gonna we're, This is just, you know, this is introductory pasuk, but it's every pasuk is further and further, deeper into the remes of you know. So he's going to learn every pasuk based on this marshal. Exactly what happens and why, you know. So it's really fascinating, and I think there's a lot to learn for the. This pirush is the pirush of Rebrevda on the Gra. So, but it's, you can't find it anymore. It's out of print completely. But I will put on the chat, there is an English art scroll, Sefer Yonah, that explains the whole book with the Gra's pirush. So I'll put that on the chat if you want to get the link. I bought it.
A lot of times Rebrevda has like a shear on it, like he has like a whole series.
Right. Yeah,
he,
so
like, you know, but he speaks like he gives
art,
a
good
audio,
like audio.
Story, yeah, I guess.
I don't know if I can get it, you know, but his safer is very, very good. So, okay, Shkoyach, boy, it's good to be back after a little break, but this safer, I think, is going to be very, very eye-opening.